Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A portion of Holy Scripture, which will serve as the basis for a few brief comments on the significance of this day, is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. When he saw that this pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. 12 men were chosen by our Lord Jesus Christ for a special task. They were to be his apostles in those early days of the Christian church. And after the tragedy of the betrayer, a successor was appointed. And he, with the other 11, waited for the miracle of Pentecost, and then with the inspiration from on high, proceeded to carry out the tasks assigned to them. Although these men were given special assignments, they had one thing in common. They were all human beings. And so they suffered the fate of all human beings, death. Tradition tells us about the ways in which the apostles met their death. Holy Scripture, however, records only one death, and that is the death of the apostle James, to whose memory this day is dedicated. James was slain by Herod Agrippa, slain with the sword, perhaps in the same manner as another servant of God came to death at the hands of another Herod, for John the Baptist was beheaded. And after the event, we have this record in the book of Acts, this pleased the Jews. Unbelieving Jews were satisfied that Herod had done what he should do for a proclaimer of the gospel of Jesus Christ, execute him. The kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ has enemies. The very gates of hell war against it. And those who are proclaimers of the message of Jesus Christ also have enemies. Sometimes we aren't always ready to face up to that fact. We like to be popular. When we belong to visible church organizations, we would like those organizations to have the popularity of the local service and commerce clubs. Sometimes the Lord does not bring open animosity and hatred our way, but we ought to recognize that it is still a fact of Holy Scripture that the gospel of Jesus Christ is foolishness to them who perish, and therefore animosity and open animosity can readily develop against the visible church of our Lord here upon this earth, and those who proclaim the saving gospel message which Christ came to establish, the message of forgiveness of sin in him, the message of grace and peace in him, and life everlasting. Lord, let us always be steadfast and faithful in our proclamation and confession. But we would want to pass by the life of James the Elder. With only his death, we would also like to look back some years earlier into his life when he and John made the request, Lord, grant that we may sit the one on your right and the other on your left when you come into your glory. Jesus could not grant the request nor make any promises about the request, but he did say something. He who would be great among you, let him be servant. And he who would be first, let him be slave of all. That is the task of Christians, to be servants. That is the task of those who are in the pastoral ministry and those who are preparing for the pastoral ministry. We are to help and to befriend and to assist men, women, and children in their walk heavenward. We are slaves and servants to all, for all need the saving gospel of our Lord and Savior, and all long for the eternal glory which comes in Christ, heaven. And how is that glory given to us? How is it made available to human beings? It is available to men, because Jesus added when he talked to James and John and the other disciples earlier in James' career, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. He came to give his life a ransom for many. Is that Savior whom we proclaim? Dedicated service to that Savior, this grant us, dear Father in heaven. Amen.